Morning show at East Coast FM, and on Tuesday we'd like to welcome Tina Koumarianis. Hello to you, Tina.
Good morning, Declan. How are you today?
Good to have you here, and thanks for coming in to us. We better press on because I'm looking at the time. We might be able to see how many we squeeze in this morning.
But okay.
You're keeping well anyway.
Yeah, not a bother. Okay.
Hi, Tina. My girlfriend and I had an argument about sexual etiquette, and I know etiquette is something you discuss. We are hoping that you give your opinion and decide whose opinion was right. We are both in our 40s and were invited to sleep over at my brother and his fiancée's home rather than drive home on New Year's Eve. We are both drunk and went to bed about 4 a.m. in a bedroom downstairs just below my brother and fiancée's bedroom. The next morning my girlfriend wanted me to be intimate with her. Knowing that it was my brother's home and that he was upstairs with his fiancée, I said we should respect his home and wait until we went home to my flat. She was very upset and thought it would not have been a big deal to be intimate in somebody else's house, especially it was my brother's home and he and his fiancée lived together. Could you please tell us who is right in this situation?
Listen, when it comes to matters of the heart, and any other organs for that matter, the person who says no, for whatever reason, should be respected, because no means no. Now, having said that, in this particular case, I do think starting the new year off by refusing to have sex with your girlfriend because your brother's upstairs is a little bit extreme. It's not as though you and your brother don't know each other or that he's studying for the priesthood. He's living with his fiancée and more than likely up to exactly what you're shying away from. I'm wondering if he's a lot older than you, if you're a bit in awe of him or frightened of him, or if you're just a shy guy. You're in your 40s, and I assume he is somewhere in that region too, or older, because you wouldn't necessarily be too worried about what your kid brother thought you were up to having a bit of New Year's rumpy-pumpy. Usually, two brothers would have quite a bit in common growing up together over the years. So that's why I wonder if there's something else going on. Also, I doubt you were about to launch yourself off the top of his wardrobe in high abandonment or start swinging off his chandeliers, having been up drinking till 4 a.m. So with that in mind, they probably wouldn't have heard anything frightening anyway. They were probably both unconscious in their bed after such a late night full of drink. At the end of the day, I honestly can't take sides in this particular dilemma, as I can see both your reasoning. It's a matter of preference and just how polite you are feeling at that particular moment. You didn't want to, and that's fine. Your girlfriend did. That's fine too. You're not kids. It's something you two will have to agree on before going visiting friends and relations overnight. Anyway, the best way for your girlfriend to console herself is by recognising that this particular adventure into the underworld may not have been very successful or indeed worth the trip after all, as your mind was clearly elsewhere. Now, that's all I have to say about that one.
Okay, let's leave that and move along. My husband and I are friends with another couple. Let's call them Bill and Anne. My husband is closer to these two than I am. Twice in the past, when we met at a restaurant for dinner, her co-workers, presumably Anne's co-workers, have met us in the bar area at the restaurant following dinner. The rest of the night they talked about nothing but work and all but ignored us. The first time this happened, I'm surprised and mentioned her rudeness to my husband. The second time, I told my husband I no longer cared to actually socialise with Anne and Bill as a couple anymore. I said I found Anne to be rude and ignorant.
Yes. Well, it goes on to say, since then they've invited us to their home for dinner twice, but I refused to go. My husband has gone without me and made excuses as to why I was not available. I didn't mind staying at home, but I know he is bothered by my refusal to go. Am I wrong to feel the way I do? And my answer to that is, your feelings are neither right nor wrong. They're just what they are. Yes, this lady was very rude to dump you and your husband in preference for people that she probably sees in the office 5 days a week. That makes it look like she found your company very boring. However, you have to take your husband into consideration because he does appear to like them. You've been to this couple, you've been in this couple's company twice, both times at a restaurant with lots of distractions. They've invited you twice to dine at their home, which you have politely declined, having made excuses. It seems to me that if your husband is close enough to them and likes them enough to want to dine alone in their home, you should give them another chance by accepting one invitation to their house, or actually by inviting them to yours. It is probably your turn this time, and maybe getting them on home territory will ease the situation and you'll get to know them better without any distractions. You never know, you might actually find them to be more appealing in a different context. If you don't, at least you don't owe them dinner. You've repaid it and you don't have to see them again.
You get that, though, don't you?
Oh, God, yes, yes, yeah. Some people are very rude if they're out in a restaurant or something. They just suddenly get up and wander off and, you know, yeah, no, that's not done. If you're out with people, by all means, if somebody comes over to the table to say hello and they include you in the conversation, but just to cut you dead and go off with their friends, especially people they see 5 days a week, that's... Yeah. That is unforgivable.
Yeah,
it's like you taking off with this lot in here when you're out with your wife or something and leaving her just sitting there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. God, I wonder if I've done that.
Well, now you want to think about that. Buy chocolates on the way home in case she's listening.
Oh, chocolates would be the worst thing.
Oh, is it? Oh, God, right, okay.
All right. Let's go to this one. Okay, hi, Tina. My boyfriend and I have been together for almost a year and a half. I'm happy in our relationship for most of the time, except for one major thing. I have borderline personality disorder, which means I feel extreme highs and lows due to a very tough and difficult past. The extreme emotion I feel most is anger, and I find it very hard to control. I feel like a ticking time bomb. I go to counselling regularly and work hard to stabilise my emotions, but it's very, very difficult. My boyfriend knows this and is a self-proclaimed instigator. I truly believe this man may be the one for me, but it's hard to make progress with him constantly egging me on. Sometimes it gets so bad I'm reduced to crying or I fly off the handle. When I try to discuss this with him, he says he's sorry but blows it off, which infuriates me even more. How can I get through to him that I don't want to be like this? I'm always very supportive of him and try hard to understand his needs, but I don't get the same back.
I do find it odd that you describe yourself as a ticking time bomb, and yet you choose to be in a relationship with somebody who describes himself as an instigator. I mean, every relationship has tough patches. Excuse me. And most people have a soft and tender spot, but you should not be with somebody who deliberately throws petrol onto the smoking embers of your temper. You're fortunate to understand what drives you. You're working hard to attend to your problems and you are making progress. I would speak to your counsellor about this. And if your boyfriend really is the one, as you call him, he should be willing to attend some sessions with you to educate himself about your disorder so that he may help, not hinder you. I can't help feeling he may also have issues that would benefit from counselling sessions, as he A, wants to annoy you to get you in an unpleasant reaction and upset you, and B, enjoys being in that type of relationship, which is absolutely horrible and not normal at all. Women's Aid is bogged down with women trying to escape from that sort of draining relationship. I hate to say it, but there is the possibility that he is not the one for you because you feel you're a ticking time bomb. You're prepared to accept this relationship that is not going to help your mental health or happiness going forward. I definitely talk to your counsellor about this and drag him along because, you know... He should be, he really should be making you feel calm and relaxed and happy, not as I say, throwing petrol on the embers of your temper.
Is there any hope for all these?
I don't know. Well, I mean, a counsellor, it's very difficult, really, Declan, trying to answer these questions when you don't know the people and they're not sitting in front of you and you can't ask them other questions like, you know, whatever. just to bulk, you know, the answer up a bit, I'm going on literally what they write into me. But I, in that particular, I mean, the one that makes you feel sad, the one that makes you fly into a temper. No, that is not the one. It's not the one.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. And I mean, whatever about when you're going out with somebody, that is the very, very best time because they are trying to impress you when they're going out with you. Once you marry them, all right, things can be absolutely lovely, but in too many cases, things become a bit more lax and, you know, it's the same old, and they don't make quite the effort that they might have done in the past. So you have to be very, very careful. If something isn't very nice at the beginning, you can nearly be assured it's not going to get much better. It's like the leopard, I'll change your spots. No, I'll be different once I get married. No, you won't. You won't. That's it. You are worse. What you are. And if you have to change yourself, you are not with the right person. It's as simple as that.
Do you think the condition,
her mental health
is a weapon in somebody's hands?
Oh, well, I tell you what, I think he's playing literally with fire it's like poking the eyes in a tiger. I wouldn't be inclined to do it and expect to come out unscathed, let's say. I mean, if you really annoy somebody who does have mental health problems, and, you know, especially if they fly off the handle and into a temper, you don't know. And I mean, that person doesn't know how they're going to react because they are, you know, they're overcome by emotion at that particular moment. So you need to be a bit more careful. He does. And she really needs to talk to a counsellor and maybe, you know, find somebody. You'd almost be better off on your own in peace and quiet than being egged on, as you say in your email, yes, and irritated by somebody. Having somebody in your life is not everything. Having somebody wonderful in your life is.
All right. if you want to get in touch with Tina and have a conversation, it's asktinak@gmail.com. Asktinak@gmail.com. We've run out of time, Tina.
Oh, dear, and we've still got one left. We'll carry it over till next week. Sorry about
Indeed.
That.
Not at all. Enjoy your week.
I will, and go and give blood. I'll see you down in Arklow next week. But go and give blood in Bray. Very important, the short of it.